Simon & Schuster Audio presents Make It Your Business, the definitive guide to launching, managing, and succeeding in your own business. Written and read by Stephen Schiffman.
So, you want to work for yourself. Well, whatever your reasons for making this decision, and whatever you hope to get out of it, you should closely examine both the pros and cons of what you're about to do before taking the plunge into self-employment and entrepreneurship. You have to know thoroughly both the advantages and the disadvantages of calling your own shots so you can go into this venture with your eyes wide open. First and foremost, there is your idea. It's yours, nobody else's. Whether it's a product or service or a solution, your idea must be unique if you think it's good enough to get you into business on your own. And because it's your idea, you care about it like you've cared about no other job that has entailed working for somebody else. This can be highly motivating and very energizing. The most successful small business owners I've known have been those who have willingly and eagerly accepted the long hours and sacrifices of getting their business off the ground, simply because it was their business, their baby, if you will. When you truly care about something, you will do whatever it takes to make it your business. That means tending your dream, nurturing it, helping it grow. Your total involvement in your work will motivate you like nothing else ever has, and that can be a very satisfying feeling. But one of the downsides to being in charge is that you have to do things you may not be very good at doing or have a distaste for. Paperwork, for example. If you thought you had lots of paperwork when you worked for somebody else, just wait until you start doing it all on your own. Either you'll get really good at filling out tax forms, or you'll have an ongoing relationship with your accountant, which, I will happily confess, is my method. There may be other areas that will slow you down in the beginning. For instance, you may not be a financial whiz and will need to seek assistance in handling the monetary aspects of your startup venture. Or maybe one of your employees isn't working out, and for the first time in your life, you'll be faced with the task of having to fire somebody, a tough job. Being an entrepreneur also means that doing your best sometimes isn't good enough. When you were an employee and things got difficult, you could give the problem your best effort and pass it along to someone else if things didn't work out. When you run...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?